But so we were learning last week the following. The Gemara in Daled Amud Beis quoted a machlekes. The Itzma, Miluim, Rabbi Yechirim, Rabbi Chanina, Chadoma kol hakotuv behem ma'akiv behen, v'chadoma dova ma'akiv ledoiris ma'akiv behen, she'ei ma'akiv ledoiris, ein ma'akiv behen. So we had a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether the Seder of Miluim, which we learnt about and had a little bit of an opportunity to read through in Parshas Tetzaveh, and afterwards again in Parshas Sa, Parshas Tetzaveh is where the details of the instructions about what the Seder Korbonos and how they're supposed to be brought, or the Miluim was to be done, and afterwards in Sav state that all was Niskayim, as the Parshas Tetzaveh was instructed to do so. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara as to which parts of these were to be ma'akiv the Seder Miluim. That means the Miluim which talked about the Aaron of the Seder that needed to be done in order to make Aaron of Olam eligible to do the Avodah. So the question is which part of it was ma'akiv. So one man d'olma held, and the Gemara said that was the Rabbi Yochanan Shita, kol ha'kosav ma'en ba'akiv ben. Whatever it says in the Parsha, Miluim is ma'akiv. And there was another Shita who said no. Only the Chelek Avodah which was Ma'akiv Ladeiris, those parts of the Avodah of the Korbanos was Ma'akiv. Anything which Ladeiris wouldn't be Ma'akiv in the Avodah would not be Ma'akiv in the Miluim either. And the Gemara suggested various parts, various different Dini Avodah, which this may relate to. We remember that the first suggestion of Yosef was Smicha Ekebinayu, because the Parashah and Parashah Tetzaveh described the Smicha that Aaron had to do on his Korban. Then afterwards the Gemara suggested maybe the Tenufa would be an Afkamina. The Gemara talked about the Tenufa and the Chos of HaShoik in the context of Miluim. That was also together with the other Salamatzes, etc. But there was a Tenufa of Chos of HaShoik that was relevant to all Korbanos in the future. And the Gemara brought Mekairis that Smicha is not Ma'akiv. Every Balak Korban needs to do Smicha, but it's not Ma'akiv. There are other Korbanos where you do Tenufa, but it's also not Ma'akiv. Then the Gemara went on to suggest, or if Papa's suggestion was maybe Prishas Shiva Ekebinayu, that the Doiris Prishas Shiva was not Ma'akiv, Masha Einkein Kolakosov, and the Mandoma Kolakosov and Ma'akiv were to tell us that Prisha, which was written in the Seder Miluim, was perhaps Ma'akiv. That was one of the three suggested Nafkiminas. We finished off last time with Ravina. Ravina Oma Shiva Umashicha, sorry, Ribui Shiva Mashicha Shiva Ikibinai. Ravina suggested that the nafkemina between these two shittas is in ribui shiva, that means ribui shiva begodim, and meshichas shiva in the meshicha the shemen ha-mishcha that needed to be done al yidei the Aaron with Moshe in these 7 days ikibinayu. Vosmei, does not the Gemara say? Ravina omar ribui shiva meshichas shiva ikibinayu, leman da omar kolakosav ben ma'akvohen ma'akvo. So we'll get to see, the Gemara goes on to discuss, in the minute of every Kohen Gadol, whether the Ribui Shiva, that means to say, to wear the Shmoyne Big Day Kohen Gadol for 7 days, is that Ma'akiv Ladeiris, is the Shemen HaMishcha Shiva Ma'akiv Ladeiris, those we need to see. Akaparim, the Apostle describes in the Tavan and Tzav about the Ribui of wearing the Shmoyne Big Day for those 7 days, and the Mashiach of the Shemen HaMishcha that happened to Aaron in those 7 days. So the Gemara says that if Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ebohem, then the Ribui of the Begodim and the Shemen HaMishcha would also be Ma'akev. If Leman the Omar, that's only Ma'akev Ladeiris Ma'akev, then it wouldn't be Ma'akev because it's not Ma'akev Ladeiris. That's the Gemara's, that's a suggested afkamin of the Gemara. Zot Rashi Azoi. Ribui Shiva, what's made us? Shishamish Kein Godul Shiva Yom Ritzufim, Keshememanin Oisei Vekhuna Gedoila, the Yilba Shmoyne Begodim B'Shas Avoida. He does Avoida, and he wears Shmoyne Begodim B'Shas Avoida. That's what Ribui. Ribui Loshen Marbe Meruba Begodim Shemeshavish B'Shmoyne V'Hedis Barbo. Rashi over here, as we mentioned last time, very clearly explains that the oifen in which the Ribui Begodim achieves anything in being Mechalach HaKayin Godim is when he does Avoida B'Meruba Begodim. That's what he needs to do.
Any of them.
any avodah, any avodah that he does, yeah, any avodah that he does needs to do with be done with shmeina begodim. And doing it in shmeina begodim, that's the way that he practices the dinei kohen gadol with the ribui begodim. Any avodah that he were to do in shmeina begodim is considered ribui begodim. Just to understand a little bit of the background to this, we have to understand the following: a kohen gadol is somebody whose din is to wear shmeina begodim. A kohen hedid is somebody whose din is to wear arba begodim. Now, if a kohen hedid were to wear shmeina begodim, he would be considered a yitur begodim, and that's the posel is avida. It's a yitur begodim. If a kohen gadol were to do avida by arba begodim, it's considered mechusa begodim, even if he were to do a regular avida. If somebody whose din is a kohen gadol, he comes not just avidas of a kohen gadol. If he were to do any avida, he comes to do a shritas atomid, a kohen gadol who were to wear full begodim, which a kohen for our avida, which a kohen hedid could do with full begodim. If a kohen gadol were to do it full begodim, it's mechusa begodim, it's avidas absurah. He can't practice, a kohen gadol can't practice as a kohen hedid, even regular avodas, and a kohen hedid not as a kohen gadol. Besides, that's not just the din in avodas which relates to kohen gadol. Even in the regular avodas, kohen gadol dino is to be maluvish shemoyin begodim, and kohen hedid is arba begodim. And in any way, if any way there was a discrepancy in either direction, would pass out as biyuto b'chus begodim. So Rashi says that the way that one does this ribui begodim is by kohen gadol doing an avoda the ribui with the shmeina begodim, and that's considered the derech chinuch of his kohen. He does this for 7 days. Then this man is kohen gadol. From then on, he becomes a kohen gadol. Meshichas shiva. That's ribui shiva. Meshichas shiva. Sheitnu shem al mishcha al roishoy beim riseinu of zayin yom ritzufim. That's a shiva. Take the shem al mishcha and you put it between his eyes. Rashi describes such a chumash for 7 days. Seven pashtas consecutive days, the Sheitnish Mefurish is the discussion if seven needs to be. If you miss out a day, you can continue, but Akabonim for 7 days, you need to be Marabah Begodim, you need to do Meshicha with Shemana Mishcha, and that's the Seder which is discussed, which is in the Yimei Amiluim, that's Kolakosov Meh. Kolakosov Meh and Zayin Yomim Yimale, the Chol Yimim, the Rashi continues to tell us, Zayin Yomim Yimale, the Chol Milu Yodayim Ha'omer Shom Levishas Begodim, we'll get to see some of the psukim soon. So because the Pesukim Yikra says Zayin Yomim Yimale Yodov, what does the Mili Yodayim refer to? It refers to Ribui Begodim, and it refers to Meshichas Hashemen. Needs to be done for 7 days. That's Kol HaKosov Bohem in the Seder of the Parasha of Kohen Gadol of Yimei Miluim. Mashen Kein Adoris, which we'll get to see soon, where this din of Ribui Shiva and Meshichas Shiva is not Ma'akiv. So the question were to be, if Kol HaKosov Ma'akiv Behen, if Aaron would not to have had these 7 days Ribui and 7 days Meshicha, he wouldn't be roy to start the Seyda Avoida for the Miluim. Mashen Kein Adoris is something which is not Ma'akiv, Laman and Loma, Kol Sheka, whatever's Ma'akiv, Adoris is Ma'akiv, then this wouldn't be Ma'akiv in the Seyda Miluim either. That's the suggested Nafkamin of the Gemara. We'll get to see Balbos Ladoiris Minolan Dolim Akvas as Shtikul Sugya. There's just something I'd like to point out over here that's the following. There's interesting, just to mention this interesting touch from Reb Chaim in this chat in the Rashi, without being marich too much, just the vault that would perhaps. And that is based on, there's a number of shailas which the Achronim struggle with to understand this Rashi. That Rashi says that the Seder of Ribui Begodim only worked in the context of doing Avodah. And Rashi says so very clearly, Shishamish, Meshmeina Begodim, Ritzufim, that's considered the Ribui Begodim. One of the greatest kashas, which many of the Achronim ask, the Rishash Ba'ons ask the kasha, and the Turevin and Abu Gurasari ask the kasha, that L'chayin, in the context of Aaron's Avodah B'Miluim, he never did any Avodah B'Chalal. The Avodah, the Zayin Yimei Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu did all the Avodah. It was all Nasari Day Moshe. Moshe was a Shemesh Kohen Gadol, but he did Lovin as the Gemara says in various places. Aaron didn't Pashtus, Aaron didn't do anything. So Eibazai, what was he Meshamash in these 7 days with the Begodim that Moshe put on? Moshe was Malbish in the Begodim, it's in the Vuin of Sukkim. Pashtus, he put on the Begodim, he took off the Begodim, he did Meshicha. It doesn't say anywhere, and there was no mocking for the Avodah of Aaron, because there was nothing for Aaron to have done in those 7 days, because all the Avodah was done on the Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a great Shaila. What could Aaron perhaps have done in the 7 days of Avodah? We don't find any Avodah we were drawing for a Kohen.
He just needed a hecker.
Yeah, the Gemara Daf Yomei we'll have to get to. We'll have to get to see how that stems with Al Sugya's Bechal. We'll get to see Beis Hashem. We'll discuss that. Oh, the Shaila is what Avodah was there for Aaron HaKohen to do Bechal? It's a great Shaila. Bemis, the Pasuk talks about Ribui Begodim. I just want to mention the following, but whether this can help us with the Shaila, then it is a discussion. But I want to mention just an interesting touch, just an interesting gather. In Rambam, state Mefurish Nishna Zoy. The Rambam says Mefurish that the din of the Avodah, you have a look, the Rambam we have in front of us over here. Ketzar, just to see Biktzor and Sifka in Halacha Yud Gimel. Ketzar mar ben oisei bebegodim, loiv eshmein bebegodim apoishton, v'choizav eloiv shon namocha, shiv asyamim yeibach hayim, shenev ashiv asyamim yilbush amakoyin, takto v'bolo. We'll get to see that posuk again. Baal Beis Hashem. V'chshem shiribu v'shidu, kach mashicha shiva yidu mashicha. But it's clear in Rambam that mar ben loiv eshoisei poishton, v'choizav eloiv shon apoishton, is not talking about doing any avodah. The Rambam doesn't mention b'chalal any union of doing avodah. Just where in the begodim gosil dos mevi demnish. So I just want to mention, just the, as I say, just the taich. Like to see a little bit of the hekif of the sugya of Rigul Begodim. But Rav Chaim says an interesting pshat in how he understands the Rashi and the Rambam. And he says, what's the pshat in the Rashi that the Rigul Begodim is something which he does avodah for? What's it got to do with it? The Rigul Begodim means that Aaron HaKohen is wearing this simon of the Kohen Gadol of the Shmoyne Begodim which the Kohen Gadol wears. What's all this with avodah? What's one got to do with the other? What's the meaning of doing avodah with Rebbe Begodim? What's all this hashayichas bichlal? And in a word, what Reb Chaim's mazmur is the following. He says, a pshat in Rashi is, and he goes on to say, pshat in Rambam, which we'll see about, but he says, avada kum to Rashi, the ikke is the inyan Rebbe Begodim. That's what says the posuk. The posuk talks about Rebbe Begodim, how we see Yimali Yoda, how we see Rebbe Begodim, we have to try and find in the psukim, detecting the psukim, which states before Rishon to Beremiza. Rebbe Begodim is Rebbe Begodim. Rebbe Begodim has nothing to do with avodah as such. Now, Rashi has gehalten that a Rebbe Begodim shaloi b'shas avodah is not considered a Rebbe Begodim of any significance, of any consequence. Wearing it without practicing any avodah b'shas Rebbe Begodim doesn't mean anything. That's how Reb Chaim understands the Rashi. But etzer, the chinuch is a Rebbe Begodim. But putting them on and taking them off hasn't shown anything. Doing without doing any avodah means it's kein zachnish. A Rebbe Begodim b'shas avodah, that's something which is shown. Forget, that's shown the Rebbe Begodim b'toyrus the Kohen Gadol. Forget, you can't do it. As we mentioned previously, doing avodah with less than Shmoyne Begodim is avodah psura, and unless he would be nischanach with Risa Kohen Gadol. So, in other words, the taich in the Rashi is not the pshat is that we're looking for the avodah but Rebbe Begodim. We're looking for Rebbe Begodim, but Rebbe Begodim shaloi b'shas avodah doesn't have any significance. It doesn't show the mile of Rebbe Begodim. The mail of Rashi Gehalten that they should shamash with Rebbe Begodim, and that's considered a mail of Rebbe Begodim. The Emma says it's not 100% Meduik in Rashi, but Reb Chaim, the title of Reb Chaim is there, Hashem Nezach. Rashi says Azoy, that the Dik of Rashi is Nishta Azoy, but Reb Chaim says so clearly Rashi is a Shayna Taich, because Rashi says, Ribu Shiva, she shamish kei godel shiva yomim retzuvim keshem emmanoisoi, the yilba shmein of God b'shas avodah. Rashi is mashal b'sul faket, that he should be doing avodah, but he should be doing avodah with the Rebbe Begodim. That's the mashal. The Emma says, the Chorb Chaim is the faket, but it's the Chorb Chaim, it's the Indian of the Rebbe, even though it's a machal avodah b'shas the Rebbe, not the Rebbe b'shas the Hine, just to read out a poem from Reb Chaim, Shittas Rashi b'yuma d'rivyas kein godil alidei mashaloi shum la'avodah, v'hayna d'Rashi say that shaloi la'avodah inza levishas b'gdei kuhuna, v'loi mishum d'svirlei d'alidei ha'avodah b'gdei kuhuna hum yisrabe. Nishto, Rashi zuchnish la'avodah. Rashi is looking for the Rebbe Begodim. But the Rashi just holds that Ali Delevisha Lachud, Avada the Indian is the Levisha on its own, but the Levisha Shalei V'Shas Avodah doesn't mean anything. There's no significance in the Levisha.
It has to pass by Sitz, the pass yeah. Of time.
Right.
Where's that come? What's that come from? If there's no din of yeah. That.
You say that itself could be a din Levisha, the fact that it's not Masih Das, could be. Yeah. The Shalei V'Shas Avodah.
Isn't the head Chamila he wears the.
It's Moyel if it wears the more. Could be. That's a Zaitig it into the Dini Avodah. Could be. Akaponis, the Reb Chaim Taich as a Taich in Rashi is that the Pshat is that the Iker Din of even according to Rashi is a Din Ribui. But Shalei B'Shas Avodah, generally, if he was where to stand where Shmoyne Begodim, wouldn't be meaningful in the context of Rebbe Begodim. And in fact, he goes on to say, Azoy, Reb Chaim goes on to bring our Rambam. The Rambam says, Perik Dale, the Ma Shalei B'Shas Begodim L'Chud V'Loi Shum Avodah is also considered Nisraba. And he says in Tesanta Zach, he says, Ba'etzem, the Rambam, Pashtas, the Shittas Rambam, that seems to be a bit difficult to understand. Because Rambam, the Rambam holds, there's an interesting thing, we know that the part of the Big Day Kuhuna is the Kilayim, in Avnei, maybe another Begodim, they had the Issa Kilayim. Rambam, the Rambam says, that the Indian kilayim shaloi b'shas avoida, there's an issa kilayim. There's only a heter to wear kilayim. Machlokes Rambam and Ravid ben Mefurish whether the heter is even shaloi b'shas avoida. We'll get to see that in Yuma a number of times. Bezal Hashem Baldin, the sugyas are coming up soon. Of Agaponi, the Rambam holds that the heter of wearing kilayim is only b'shas avoida, which would be mashma that the din of levisha begodim is only b'shas avoida. And don't forget, and don't state in Rambam that the din of ribbon begodim the kohen gadol is even without avoida. So that doesn't seem to stem with the Shittas of Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Levishas Big Dekun is only B'Shas Avoida, otherwise there's no head to Kilayim. So why Ebazay does the Rambam hold that Kimi Nisrava even without it? So Kirazay, after the Indian Kilayim, no, the Rambam says, the Rambam's clean, Mashmei don't do Avoida. The Rambam over there, if you have a look, he's going in front of you, it's Mashmei Poyta, but it's not Mashmei do any Avoida. So Kirazay, Pshat, after the Indian Kilayim, Sevele, the Shalele Avoida, Ike Isa Kilayim, Hare, the Ein Alo Shev Levishas Big Dekun, Vim Kebim Al Misrava. So this is part of the context of a whole shtickle of Rabbi Chaim over here. I'm just taking out just an akuda which is the gear for us. But tzarich loy ma'afaket. The alidei zeh gufa shaloyv sham l'raviyah chalav shem b'shem b'dekuna. Let's say it's like, here he's wearing it for a tachlis. The tachlis is to be merubah begodim. This is part of the segment of the chinuch of the kohen gadol. How the Rambam gehalts that although normally a levisha shaloi b'shas avoida is nishke levisha speak dekulu b'chalal, no matter the levisha shaloi b'shas avoida is isik kilayim because he's wearing it without any teres levisha. Avoida is a heter, shaloi b'shas avoida nishke heter. Oivazoi noch rabchaim, the b'kei god, where is the shmoyne b'godim noch the Rambam, b'chayra shaloi b'shas avoida nishke levisha, azevi is a doa isik kilayim nishke levisha. So here it's different, because here there's a purpose in the levisha in its own right. Normally you wear a big day kahuna, only the Torah that you should be able to do that way with the big day kahuna. But here, there's a purpose in the big day kahuna in its own right. The Torah be Marv of Begodim, the Torah be Mechalach the Kohen, or the Ramah of Galtim, the Levisha is a Levisha without any further Avoida. Or Rashi Galtim, Mishnah, Rashi Galtim, that Levisha without any Avoida is not considered a Levisha Bechal, it's got no significance of the Maitre of a Levisha Bechal. The Indian of Ribbi Begodim is the Marba, the Maile is the Revius of Begodim, the Ribbi Begodim, that's what's being Mechalach the Kohen. That which Rashi holds, it needs to be B'Shas Avoides, because otherwise there's no significance to the Revius. On the Rambam Gehalta, name, the fact that you're doing it, the Shem Revius Lechod, that's already enough the Shem significance, although the Rambam normally holds that Shalei B'Shas Avoides, the Revius Begodim, doesn't have any significance, and it's also his Kilak. So that's just a tight I'd like to be raised. The question is whether in game, we'd have to know whether that were to help us somewhat. And in Gehalt, now that helps us a little bit for the shayla of the Achronim in the case of the Miluim.
B'shas Avoida means
Avoida
going on.
Yes.
It's Avoida in the base of
Mikdash. No, Avoida means B'shas when he's doing
Avoida.
Rashi says she's Shamash. Rashi says she's Shamash, Kein Godel, Shivet Yom Mitzvim. Yishamash Pashas means he's doing the Avoida. What's the Yishamash? You say, yeah, Shas Avoida. Pashas means his Avoida. That's the Pashas of the Rashi. That he needs to do the Avoida, but that's the Pashas that Rashi seems to be holding, that the Ribui that we do to be Mechanach, the Kohen Godel, the Shiva Siyayomim, which is Lederas also, although not Ma'akiv, but it's Nema Lederas also. Pashas means he takes the Begodim, he does some Avoida with it. Rambam says Mefurish Nishtan Zayda. Rambam says you put them on. This is the Revia Zalenginuk. And Rambam says the Shaila is whether there's any Chashivas in the Godim of the Tzeruch Revia without doing any Avoida. Yeah. The Shaila is Bemes. And I say I don't want to be Marach in this. Akasha the Achreinim is a great Akasha. What happened in the Shivas in Meimelun was there was no Avoida for Aaron to be able to do. There was Avoida, there was Moshe Rabbeinu. Something which is a Shalem, Medina Avoida. Yeah, but Rambam says, forget the Gvuras Ariv Emes, the Gvuras Ariv over here has got a big nidden between Rashi and the Rambam, backwards and forwards, various rise in the Gemara to Rashi, and various rise in the Rambam, backwards and forwards, Yavi Rashi, Nishvi Rashi, and that's what the Pashas is with the Rambam, because in the Shiva Simeon Melum, and Nishkeven can avoid it, that's Kimat, that excludes the Balashi, Shamash Beberibbe Begodim, what's the Arab Shamash Beberibbe Begodim, so, Grace of Shaila, what could he have done then, the Shivash Begodim, so he's Machrik, that's a Rambam, because the Pashas of the Melum was like that. The Shaila is
Tashkit wasn't
similar to
Kabbalah
Saddam.
Every Shkita isn't
another
Kabbalah
Saddam. Right.
So who did that?
Pashas Moshe did it all. He did the Shkita, and after he did the Kabbalah, if I said, did he go to the Kippur? If he did it, he got somebody else. Pashas Aaron didn't do any Avodah in the Shiva Zimimimimimimimim. Maybe, I don't know, we have to try and find any Mercurius for him to do anything. Aaron wasn't a Kohen yet at that stage, Pashas. Moshe was Meshamash Kohen, Kohen Gadol, Kohen, whatever it was. Aaron only started to act as a Kohen from Yemesh Shmini and onwards. Then he was Neschanesh B'Kohuna, that was the Pashas. Pashtas, all dinei avodah needed to be done. Good, could be shechita was kshera. Bizarre, chmesh. The details of who did what, I'm not sure. But I'll go upon him. But Aaron acting as a kohen, any dinim which needed kohen, Aaron didn't have at that stage. So I'm not sure exactly what avodah could have. Maybe actually there are suggestions that we'll have the better shayla in mind. I don't mean so much. The shayla is a shayla. As I say, the machlokes is a clear machlokes v'shoinim. That's clear. Whether the ribi begodim for the tzoruch chinuch of the kohen gadol is with avodah, as Rashi says, or the Rama says without avodah, the kasha was gemim v'loim as a shayla. As I say, Reb Chaim just teaches the Rashi, and that Rashi doesn't mean the avodah. Rashi just means ribi begodim. The shayla is maybe the shivas imem v'loim. As if the Rambam zok noch the Rambam, also the Revi itself is considered enough chashivas for tzoruch avodah. Could be that in the Shivasi the din of a kohen generally needed to do avodah because there was avodah b'kohenim at such stage. So it was relevant to do ribi begodim with avodah. Maybe the Shivasi Mevulim, when it wasn't relevant for kohenim to do avodah, the Shem Revi itself, even according to Rashi, was enough. Nothing was going to be, it wasn't bothering me. Yeah, go on. Let's leave that for the time. I think we'll certainly discuss the sugya. It's very difficult to get the sugya in your base when we're doing daf. Hey, we'll study the sugya when we get there. But don't mind if Chaim's gerecht or the nation. Well, the man is a machlokes Rashi and Rambam. That's clear. That's before. You're right. If you want to do yourself a favor, sometime when you take the gevura sari, if you get yourself get your hands on it, rather eight don't bring the raya from Rashi to Rashi from the sugya in daf base, and then he brings the raya from the Rambam for your mei look, and the rest we'll have to see. It's very good. For those who've seen your base, it's very good. For those who haven't, it's not fair at the moment. You're pushing teasing the items, so the Vaila, we're going to move on a little. I don't mind to say it. Ashananda, we'll look at the Sugi and David base. The Vaila, I want to be Mashem Al Sugi. After when we finish the Sugi, Ribi Begodim Bim Koyim, we'll actually consider Yena Sugi. The Vaila is a Furisha Machlaik, as I say, with the various stuff. Yeah. I'm just talking about the base, it's only talking about the Koyim. It happens with Koyim Golim Yemeki. But we'll have to deal with the Sugi and David base. Let's move on a little bit. Let's move on a little bit. Is Akaponim is also that's the Esha Machlik, because Machlik is Rambam and Rashi, what Ribbi Begodim means. Of Akaponim in Shivasimeluim, there's a Ribbi Begodim, Shiva, Ribbi, and Shiva Meshicha, which Kos of Ma'akiv would mean that. And if not, if it was Ladiris, so then it wouldn't be Ma'akiv, because it's not Ma'akiv Ladiris. So it's not the Gemara Bait. The man that my daughter said, "In Ma'akev l'deiris, in Ma'akev l'vloy Ma'akev." Is that the Gemara Zoy? Well, l'deiris min all under l'Ma'akev. How do we know that l'deiris is not Ma'akev? L'deiris min all under l'Ma'akev. Is that the Gemara Zoy? The Sanya. That pasuk. This is a pasuk b'emes in the pasuk of Seder Avoda of Kippur. Parsha Zacharimos. Shait in Parsha Zacharimos. This is talking about the Koyin, not in Yemei HaMiluim. Those who want to find it, the Chumash is in Perek Dezayin, the Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'chiper HaKoyin Asher Yimshach Oisoi V'Asher Yimale Yisyodoi L'Chayin Tachas Oviv V'Lovash Es Bigdei Abad Bigdei HaKoydesh. So we're describing the Koyin who's right to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. This is a Pasuk in the Koyin that they raise. Unzerstehten Pasuk. The Koyin. Lamed Beis, yeah, you got the pasuk. V'chiper HaKoyin, Yimshach Oisai. V'Asher Yimale Es Yodoi L'Chaim Tachas Oviv. That refers to the din of Ribbi Begodim and the din of Meshicha of HaKoyin, which is makes him eligible to do the Avodah L'Doiris. So the Gemara Azoi. The Sanya, Shteit HaBrais. V'chiper HaKoyin Asher Yimshach Oisai. Rashi Gabi Yemei Kippurim V'Acharei Mois Ksiv. That's the pasuk in Acharei Mois Shteit HaPasuk. V'chiper HaKoyin Yimshach Oisai V'Asher Yimale Es Yodoi L'Chaim Tachas Oviv. Ma Talmud Loi Ma. L'fi Shenema. Steht der Posuk, Shivas Yomim, Yilmashem, Akoyin, Tachtov, Mibono, Vashayova, Eloi, Helmoye, Deshoris, Bakoydesh. Now, this is Bama's another Posuk, which describes the Koyin Godel. And Pashas, Tetzave again. Mushteit Azoi. Let's find this other Posuk and try and put the two together. The Posuk in Pashas, Tetzave is. And Shivas Yomim of Teslamet. Oh, steht also Shivas Yomim. The Torah then describes all the Seder Miluim, the Seder Avodah, etc. Steht also Shivas Yomim. Just to see the Psukim, and the Beis Hashem will see with the Gemara Dash of the Psukim. Shivas Yomim Yelboshem Akoyin Taktov. It's talking about the Begodim previous. Bigdei Akoyin Shel Aaron Yuluvon of Achron VeMoshrim LeMalik VeMas Yodam. The Begodim were there in order to give him the chinuch with the Ribbi Begodim and the Meshicha. Shivas Yom, this pasuk puts the two together. Shivas Yomim Yilbosh HaMakom. This is talking about the regular din of Ribui Begodin for every Kohen Gadol. This is not the Milurim now. Now we're talking about the din which the Torah describes about every Kohen. Shivas Yomim Yilbosh HaMakom Tachto Ribono Vashay Yovel Oyel Moed Shores Bakodesh. 7 days, the Kohen Gadol has to wear these Begodim. Whoever takes over the dynasty of the Kohen Gadol, Bonov Tachto, the Kohen Tachto Ribonov, which either one of his sons will take over the din of Kohen Gadol. So he needs to have this Levisha of Big Day Kohen for 7 days. Which Kohen? Asher Yovel Yomer Lesharis Bakodesh. This is actually very, very interesting, the description of this Kohen. I'd like to bear this in mind, Bald will see a very interesting Machlokes Hashanim about this, that the Ribbon Begodim that the Torah refers to. What is it talking about? Asher Yovel Yomer Lesharis Bakodesh. So Rashi says, it's a very interesting way of describing who the Kohen Gadol is. This Torah is talking about the Kohen Gadol because it's talking about the Kohen who goes to Fnai V'Lifinim B'Yom HaKippurim. And of that Kohen state, Shivas Yomim, Ulbosh Makohen Tachtam Yivonov, that needs to have a Shivas Yomim Levishas HaBegodim. So the Gemara, Levisha Ne'ma Shivas Yomim, Ulbosh Makohen Tachtam Yivonov, Eini Alon Nisraba Shiva V'Nimshach Shivo. I understand from this pasuk that a Kohen Gadol can only act as a Kohen Gadol if it's a Rad Ribi Begodim, Shemayim Begodim 7 days, and Meshicha for 7 days. What would the din be? What would the din be if he only had 7 days Ribi Begodim and 1 day Meshicha? Oh, Nisraba Yemechot and Nimshach Shiva, 1 day Ribi Begodim and Meshicha for 7 days. Minayin? How do I know that that's also good enough for the chinuch of the Kohen Gadol, for the Kohen Gadol to be able to consider the Kohen Gadol to be able to act as a Kohen Gadol? Talmud Loima, Asha'im Shachoisei, this is the pasuk that we spoke about previously in the pasuk of Acharimos, Asha'im Shachoisei, Vashayim Ale Yodoi, Mikom Mokim, Yim Shachim Ale Yodoi, that's enough. Although the Torah in Parshas Tetzaveh talks about 7 days of these Yilbasham Tachtov in the Bukhoi Gnoshabonov, Tachtov, Tachtov Mibonov, this Kohen Gadol needs to have 7 days, that's what it says in Parshas Tetzaveh. But because in Parshas Acharimos, the Torah just says, Asher, Chipav, Yimshach, Sheyimale, it doesn't talk about 7 days. From that we can see that the 7 days is not Ma'akev. 7 days. And 1 or 1 and 7 days, 7 days Ribui, 1 day Meshicha, 1 day Ribui, 7 days Meshicha. The mashmaos of our Gemara is mashma that we need to have at least 7 of 1. The Rishayim, the Achrenim say that the Pesach Yimshach V'Yikadosh is mashma either without any 7 day period. And in fact, there's even a discussion in Tosafot Rosh Tetan and Zeishah Mefurish Rambam that this Pesach, although it's not the mashmaos of the Braisa, Yimshach Hashayimale is even good enough as either or. Either Ribui or Meshicha can be good enough if that's what we get to. Abakapon, this pasuk is telling us Mikol Mokim, certainly we don't need the 7 days. 7 days we zikha don't need, and it could even be that we don't even need both. That's a shayla of Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the Mikol Mokim of the pasuk, whether Yimale Yimshach means both, or Yimshach Yimale, Epis, either of them would be good enough. So this. Sorry? Nothing to do with Pesach. Here we're talking about the Seder of the Chinuch of the Kohen Gadol. What does he need to do to consecrate him to be Roi the Kohen Gadol? So he gave the Miluim 7 days Ribi Begodim and 7 days Meshicha. That's something which the Pesach in Parshas Tetzaveh is meramas that the Doris would also be relevant. Oh, in Parshas Acharimos, when we talk about the practicing Kohen of the Kohen of the Yom Kippur, Yimale V'Yimshach, Mamedaf Mishkan 7 days, Nishkan 7 days, Meshicha, Nishkan 7 days, Milui, Agamos, our price is Mashra, Epis 7 days, but he don't know Shem Shem the Turi Evin, it doesn't mean either 7 days, and maybe Tosafot Rosh says Mefurish, and so Yadda Rishonim, the Rambam Mefurish, either or is good enough. So Mamele, we're left with the din that Ladeiris, Yimshach V'Yimale Yodav is enough without certainly the 7 days. And then we're back to the machlekes about what would to be done by the Miluim. By the Miluim, Shtek Mefurish, they did Ribi Begodim and Meshicha for 7 days. If Kol HaKosov were Ma'akev, then without that, it would be Ma'akev the Miluim. It wouldn't be Roy without a full 7 day period of doing Ribi Begodim and Meshicha. Ma'ashein Kein, if it's Kol HaMa'akev the Doiris of the Kohen Gadol doesn't need 7 days Meshicha and Ribi Begodim, certainly not. Therefore, it wouldn't be Ma'akev by the Miluim either to make Aaron Roy to be able to do that thing. Yeah. Zot Rashi. Ma Talmud Loima. Im Lelamid. Now we're discussing this pasuk of the Chippur HaKohen Hashayim Shach Oisei Vashayim Malei Yodoi LeKohen Tachas Oviv. Ma Talmud Loima. This pasuk in Acharimos. What's it telling us about this Kohen? The Kohen which is Ad Meshicha. So Rashi, maybe it's not going to talk about Kohen Gadol. This description of the Kohen Gadol in Parshas Achareva is very difficult to understand. So Rashi has a even in Amish to avoida b'Kohen Gadol, that the avoida of this parsha of Achareva is talking about Kohen Gadol. But how do you call a parsha b'Aaron? Because you have Aaron Kohen and also Aaron, if you're Aaron, bo Aaron, else is Aaron Kohen. So we know that we're talking about Aaron. So what we're talking about, Shayim Shach, Yimali Yodol, what's that relevant in this parsha? Maybe it's not going to be Kohen Gadol. Elomai is coming to tell us a chiddush in the way he becomes a kohen gadol. Lefishenem have a parshas v'ata tzatzava. Shivas yomi mil b'shana kohen tachtov mivono v'oy mitachas arim b'chuna gedoylo asher yovo b'yom kippurim elayim l'sharis b'kodesh. The Aaron HaKohen who's coming b'yom kippurim l'sharis b'kodesh. That's the day in Dalton State in the parshas tzatzava that he needs to have 7 days. Eini elos at Rashi sheikoshe lovei el moed b'yom kippurim. This is a very very interesting Rashi. Baldem is a אין לי אלו שיקושי לא ולא נויד יהיה מכיפורים אלו מי שנשרה בשבע ונמשך שבע כשנסמנה ולכמי בוי משיך השבע איך הקסיב. It's not מפורש in the Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about Yul Basham the Begodim. It doesn't say מפורש משיך in that Pasuk. So why we should assume that we need 7 days of Meshicha based on the Pasuk in Tetzave where it talks about the Kohen Gadol, the Doiris is not so clear. We'll have to analyze that. Because all the Pasuk says, Shilbos Shivas Yom Yul Bosham HaKohen Tachta Mibonov Shivas HaKohen. It doesn't say any more than the Shivas Yimei Levisha. So why we should assume we need Shivas Yimei Meshicha, the Gemara goes on to discuss. But Al Kaponim Ein Le'elo Shivas Yimei Levisha and Shivas Yimei Meshicha, that's what would be Ma'akev for a Kohen regularly to do. How do we know that we don't need that? I've then come the Pasuk in the end of Acharimos and the Pasuk Lamed to come and tell us over there that Asher Yimale V'Yimshach Yodoy, whichever one it was, the Pasuk Lamed Beis Yimale Yimshach V'Asher Yimale Yodoy Mikol Mokim. So any part of this, either or at least without the 7 days, is enough for a Kohen to be able to act as a Kohen. I just have to mention just before we move on a little bit in the Gemara, Rashi seems to be mashma that the din of the Kohen Gadol we were discussing L'Doiris about whether the Ribui and Mashiach's Shiva is Ma'akiv or not, is talking about the din of the Kohen Gadol to go into the to do the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Eili elo shei kosher lovei elo moed b'Yom Kippurim elo mishen Yisrael Meshiva v'nimshach Shiva. Rashi talks about the din Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. And the emes is, on the Achreinim of Meskasha to understand, L'chayre Kipshutai, and the Mefurish in the Rambam, which we've got this, we have this Rambam in front of us. The emes is, Mefurish in the Rambam, that the din of the Kohen Gadol, when a Kohen becomes a Kohen Gadol, his din to act as a Kohen Gadol is not relevant just to Yom Kippurim, forget. It's a din, Kaseida, as we know, is Meshamash Meshmer in the Begodin. There's lots of other dinim that there is in Kohen Gadol, besides for the din that the Kohen Gadol comes in Yom Kippurim. So why is Rashi talking about the din of Ein Le'elosh Kosher Lov El Moed? It happens to be that the pasuk refers to the Kohen Gadol is coming to the El Moed. That's why Rashi says Parshas Tzavah to refer to the Kohen Gadol. But that doesn't mean that the din of Ribui Begodim are only Negeir Legabe the din of Yom Kippurim. The din of Ribui is for all the din of Kohen Gadol. For all the din of what a Kohen Gadol is, Meshabesh as a Kohen Gadol. And the Emes is, if we have a look at this Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel that we have in front of us, Rambam says asoy. Very interesting Rambam. Ketzad Mar Benoisa Begodim. How does it work? How does the Seder of Ribui Begodim work? This Halacha Yud Gimel. So we've mentioned one point about this Machlokes. Machlokes is Rashi and Rambam when he needs to win the Avodah at the time of the Levisha Begodim or not. Loivish Meina Begodim a Poishtot. The Chayzav Loishtot Lamocha Shivas Yomim. Mashmai Rambam, it needs to be consecutive. Shenema Shivas Yomim Yul B'Shana Kohen Tachta Mibonov. This apostle Mash Tetzave Kohen Gadol Dav Zayin. 7 days needs to wear Tachta Mibonov. Uchishem Sheribe Begodim Shiva Kach Meshicha Shiv B'Shem and Shiva Yom Achayim. Day after day, 7 consecutive days. As the Gemara goes on to tell us soon, how we're supposed to be Medak in the apostle that both need to be 7 days. So the Rambam was V'im Ovat Kodim Shisabe Begodim, and it's not talking about, it's talking about doing any avoda. If he were to do any avodah, kodesh shav begodim kol shiva, or kodesh shiim shav kol shiva avodosik shiva. Why? That's the Gemara later on. We call mokim. That's the passage that we just saw. Hoyel v'nisrab oy nimshach pamachas nachzal kohen gadol b'chol dovo. That's the Gemara that we've just seen. Minayin the Rabbi. Oh, the Rambam says clearly. Oh, one of the two. As I say, in the Brisa itself, that's not so clear. Nishkan shiva, nishkan veda. Either of them is enough. So b'di'eved, one of them is liikuver. Lechatchela, he should be doing a ribbon of Shiva, and a Mashiachah of Shiva, beidat afa macha. That's the din of Lechatchela. But it's clear in Rambam, this has got nothing to do with Yom Kippurim. This has got to do with stam practicing as a Kohen Gadol. Stam practicing as a Kohen Gadol. Zok the Ravid. Omer Avraham, Nirim Midvoro, V'yomim Shariva Mashiachah Behem Lo Yehoya Oivet. And it's mashma that he didn't do any avodah b'chlal in those 7 days. And Mamma says the reason is a little bit because he's becoming consecrated to be a Kohen Gadol, which lechatchila is another Kohen Gadol after 7 days. It's a very interesting story according to the Rama. What was happening? If he needs 7 days, b'di'evet 1 day is enough. He needs 7 days. What does that mean, lechatchila b'di'evet? So the Ravid, the way the Rambam is understanding is like this. The Emes, after 1 day, if he does avoid after that, with Shmoyne Begodim, Tastish can be Yutzer Begodim, it's kosher because 1 day is Leikuvah. So what's Lachatchila 7 days? What's he doing Lachatchila in the 7 days? Lachatchila in the 7 days, he's not doing any avoid the Bechlal, and this is a bit the Shitosi of the Rambam over here, if we will see about, because the Rambam holds that Riba Begodim doesn't require any avoider. So what should really be happening is the following. Before he starts to practice any avodah with Shmoyne Begodim, 7 days he should be putting them on, taking them off. Those are the lachatchila, the consecration of them, Kohen Gadol. 7 days wearing the Begodim, 7 days Mashiach, and then he starts to do avodah. But the Shmoyne Begodim, if he does avodah less than Shmoyne Begodim, is avodah psula after that. But the Eved, once he's done it one, he can also do it. But he shouldn't be doing Avodah in those days, because it's automatically going to be a B'di'evedic situation. He's doing an Avodah on the back of a 1 day Ribu Begodim, rather than on the back of a 7 day Ribu Begodim. That's the Shittas HaRambam, Lachatchila, 7 days, B'di'eved. One, he shouldn't be practicing. Avadah, he can't do an Avodah with 4 Begodim, he can't do an Avodah B'chal in those 7 days. But Arba'a Begodim can azichanish, because B'di'eved is already considered B'kayin Godel. That would be B'chus of Begodim. To do Avodah with Arishmoy Begodim, he also shouldn't be doing, because he hasn't had the full 7 day consecration. The Rambam holds he should only be doing the Avodah after 7 days. 7 days on and off the Begodim, Avodah only after 7 days. So the Ravid himself, as I held, does agree to toast. Nish does the Pshat. So the Ve'ein Zeh Min HaChochme, nish does mint unsere Gemara. He goes to the quote our Gemara. Eloka Sha'omer Nisrabe Shiva Ve'nimshach Shiva Ve'inon Shiva Lachatchila Hanam El Avodah Zeh Me Kippurim El Avodah Zeh Oysan Ayyom V'chol Yoy Doiv V'shmein Begodim Avodah. The ganze discussion of the our Gemara, where it talks about the requirement of needing 7 days of lachatchila, but the Eved after 1 day is enough, but requiring 7 days Ribbon Begodim, that's only the Tzorech Avodah Zeh Yom Kippurim. Stam Avodah, Avadi doesn't need 7 days. There's no din lachatchila to need Stam Avodah either. The Emes is Azoi. So we've got machlokes over here. We've got to come on to get interesting machlokes. Whether out of the discussion on the halacha lemaisa, the din that a kohen gadol needs to have 7 days lachatchila of ribu begodim, is that only for avodas yom kippurim, or is that for the regular avodah, the daily avodah? Whether that also requires 7 days, the Rambam holds so he doesn't just become a kohen gadol for yom kippur. There's a kaseidah de halacha about the din of kohen gadol, how he does avodah, if only for the gabba the begodim and the gabba various other din of vosidot. Hot the Rambam Gehalten that for that Shmoyne Begodim is relevant for his Kaseidah Dika Din status of being a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the Rambam Gehalten you need Ribbon Begodim and any one time of the year till he becomes a Kohen Gadol, nothing to do with that way the Yom Kippurim.
The Rambam's difficult. I mean, the concept of the rights of the Yavim.
Yeah, that's not very interesting. This is the Lachatchila
Yavim. Because by the rights, you can say that. Comes from the Yom Kippur to Kadir, there's a new din.
The Rambam holds there's a din in Chinuch Kohen Gadol. It's very, very interesting. In fact, also, I must say, the Gemara Sari, the Torah Eved over here, says it's a very strange din, this din of Lachatchila B'di'evet. It's taka very sad, even if you can learn it like the Rambam learns it. Because it's not relevant to anything. But Etzem B'di'evet is a full Kohen Gadol already. If you would do Avodah, Voltus Gemen Kosher the Avodah. It's just the din that Lachatchila, you should rather do this oifen of chinuch rather than having a 1 day Ribbon Begodim, you should rather have a 7 day Mila. But it's only a din that Lachatchila is not to do Avodah. That's the only place where this
what
whole thing manifests itself.
What
it's
makes
based.
Him into a Kohen Gadol?
Say, sorry?
What makes him into a Kohen Gadol?
The Ribbon Begodim, or for that 1 day, the Rambam says that Avdam is Nishtokin did his Sugi Vishivas Yom. Vishivas Yom is only found in Yom Kippur. Yeah, the Shai is why it should be Avzai Mamas of Vishkoroy Tasach. Why there should be a Reb Chaim says the Gevon to give up. Maybe if we've already got this far, maybe we'll touch up Sashtikal Vot for Reb Chaim. Sorry?
According to Rambam, where the Kohen Gadol can't wear it today, the Shas HaVayda.
Yeah.
The fact that we did it is going to be one day. Why is he allowed them to wear it for the 6 days? Well,
yeah, it's very interesting. It's very stories. It's very interesting to Shaila, they're asking. But it's very stories that the din lachatchila to be nischadach through this, not our ways. That's already considered wearing it the tzorich, the river of chinuch. That's already not considered shleimus hazavid. As every Reb Chaim says, doch bechalal according to the Rambam. Let's talk about the one day, not the 7 days. How according to the Rambam can you wear them shleimus hazavid if according to the Rambam that's not considered the vicious big day kuda? Or the Reb Chaim goes up the pshat is because you're wearing it the tzorich, the revius begodim of being the chanuch. You're wearing it for that tellus. And if then by stays not the Rambam, the evening you wear it for the lachatzchila the kiddin also has the aloha. If I'm wearing it, it's not shleimus hazavid. I'm wearing it to be nischadach with the kohen gadol lachatzchila. It's supposed to be nischadach. That's already considered. But it's very interesting that there's such a thing as wearing a lachatzchila the kiddin. Once it's had one day, after shenadin b'diavad lachatzchila. It's very, very interesting.
Well, what would be the din? It became tonic, say that after the second day.
Yeah.
Would you need another ribu shiva once it became tohar? Would you say no? He's already had the one day that he doesn't need any more.
Where do you see tumor in relevant to this halacha? Clearly that's clearly the case.
He hasn't had a ribu shiva.
Yes, you want to know would there still be a din to go and be mekayem the din lachatzchila? You say once it's done, it's done. Maybe you don't repeat the course. I don't know. To what extent? Could be. You could argue that he needs a lachatzchila to get consecration. Is that the video to get? He needs to have a lachatzchila to get mehalacha becoming a
kohen.
Maybe that's a start again. It's a shaila. The Rambam's mashma needs to be consecutive. The Rambam says, I think he says before, Yoimachayim. The Rambam is going to need to be consecutive. So you're right, if we need to stop in the middle, he needs to start again.
The Kohen Gadol dies 5 days before Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
The Rambam
also is masking up his Dilbidiyamid that he works in one go. Our Bryce says Mufurish that Bidiyamid one day is enough. No, the Rambam says that the din lachatchila only relates to Yom Kippur. The whole din of the Brisa is only talking about Yom Kippur.
So you
want to cover Yom Kippur? You can have a b'di'evet a kohen. A kohen doesn't have 7 days. The Rambam is also noted that b'di'evet one is enough. The shaila is for what din? When is the din lachatchila of 7 days? That's the shaila. The Rambam holds the din lachatchila for 7 days. It's for every regular avod of kohen gadol. Every day of the year, whenever the manifestation of kohen, how via arbiters of kohen gadol, it's always a din. The Rambam holds no. There's no din lachatchila to need 7 days. You can start. You put on his begodim. You can start doing avodah any time. The din that we need to have lachatchila 7 days is only the tzorich the kohen gadol v'yom kippur. And Bemis is Rashi is mashma very much that way in our Gemara. Then if it's Bocha, Rashi is Eimi Elo Sheikoshe Lovei Eloi Almoi V'yom Kippurim Elo Sheirisin Shabbat Is Shiva Menimshach Shiva. Rashi is very strongly mashma Kadas Arayva that the whole discussion in this Brisa is a discussion only the Gavadin of V'yom Kippurim, not the Gavadin Regilavid. The Shad is why that should be. But I'd like to mention though why that should be is a Nidin. But what I'd like to mention is the Brisker of Taka says in the Gris on the Alatera in Parshas Tetzave, that according to the Raiva to maybe Rashi, the Posuk is much more meduyik in the way that the Torah talks about the Din Shiva. Because we mentioned already, Shtei Shivas Yomim Yilboshim HaKoyin Tachtov, we're already medayik, this is very strange how the Torah relates to this Koyin. Shtei Shivas Yomim Yilboshim HaKoyin Tachtov, this is the Din Lachatchila that you're supposed to have 7 days, Levishas Begodim, Asher Yomim Yilboshim HaKoyin Tachtov, this is the Din Lachatchila. For the Rashi sees it for the one who comes on the Sharas Bakid. It's very strange. Why are we talking about the Din Kohen Gadol the Yevel El Moed? It's not Sachalachas of a Kohen Gadol. The practice of the Kohen Gadol. Who's always over the Shmuel of the Shmuel of God? A lot of other halachas. Why are we talking about Yevel El Moed? So the Dasa Rambam Beitzem is just a way of describing the Kohen Gadol. Ultimately, is described as the one who goes with Fnavili Flim on Yom Kippur. Although as I said, there's very very various halachas. Asha also chweis to have a chos to marry an almona. You want to refer to him going gold, you're saying it's actually Sula Yikach. There's a lot of halachas of Kohen Gadol, Surim, Mitzvahs, Chiyuvim, all sorts of Kohen Gadol. Asher Yovel El Moed, that's the only way to talk about this. Takas Eshwe. So the Biskarov, Vash Tetzav, according to the Raivet, is there good, Faket, according to the Raivet, and Pashas Arashi Baums, was it Mashmah that the whole discussion of this posuk, the Lachatchil of this posuk, the whole discussion is only the Gavadin of Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim. It doesn't refer to the Deil Avodah Zarah, Richti, the posuk, Asher Yovel El Moed, that's the Kohen Gadol, to whom we're referring to, who has this Din Lachatchil of Shivas Yomim. As if the Raivet Zok. But according to the Rambam, it's like a very schwer why the Torah is talking punked about describing the Kohen Gadol as the one who comes out of the Moed. Rabbi, so let's move on a little bit in the Gemara. There's lots of other discussions. Beis Hashem will get to be mashing this sugi river with God. Then I'm just lepsukim up. Finish off the sugi, lechol apoch is the vetter for the Gemara. So there's two interesting discussions. The Vayla, we've seen two separate halakim versus Nispar in this. Right? One is whether Rebbe got a Nispar and Avoida, that's the Ein Shaila. Or not a Shaila, whether the din of Shivas Yomim Lachatchila, is that a din just only in Yom Kippur? Or is that a regular din Kohen Gadol any time of the year when it needs to be a Kohen? The Rambam is clear, the regular din of Kohen Gadol any time of the year requires Shivas Yomim, and according to that, Bemis, he shouldn't be doing Avodah B'chlal in those 7 days because it's Nishkan Richtige practice as a Kohen Gadol till it's half of the 7 days. And the Rambam does know that the Avodah is the regular any time of the year, doesn't have this din of Shivas Yomim B'chlal, it's only a din of Yom Kippurim, the Pesuk is a Sach Gishmak. Let's leave the Vayla that. In brief, let's move on a little bit just to be mashlim the Seder Psukim in the Gemara. Beis Hashem will be mashlim the Sugi of the Rivi Begodim in various contexts, not in the Sugis. Yeah. Zod the Gemara Azoy. Ashkechon Ribu Yishiv Lachatchila, Meshicha Shiv Lachatchila Minolo. Vishtei the Din Lachatchila that you need Meshicha Shiva for every Kohen Gadol. That means everybody agrees that a Kohen Gadol needs Lachatchila to have Ribu Begodim 7 days and Meshicha 7 days. That's what the Braisa said. That's the way it needs to be. There is shemen, it's shaykh begodim, that's the way you do it. Lachatchilah. Nishmakiv. Fate the Gemara, where's Meshicha Nirmaz in this posuk? The posuk, Shivas Yom Yilbosh HaKoyim Tachtov Mibonot, that's a din to where there's Shivas Yom, the Shmoyne Begodim of the Koyim, but there's no din Meshicha which the posuk refers to. So the Gemara's got two ways in which we understand that there's a din Lachatchilah to do Meshicha in this posuk. Ibo is saying, well, the first one is very interesting. Midi Yitzchor Lemiyuta. Because the Pasuk comes to tell us in the Pasuk in Parshas Acharimos, the Chippa Koin Ashe Yimshach, Vashe Yim Ali Yodoy, where there has been any kind of Meshicha or any kind of Ribbon the Godin. So you can see clearly that Lachatzchil needs to have both. If Lachatzchil doesn't need to both, the Torah didn't need to tell us Ashe Yimshach, Vashe Yim Ali Yodoy. So from the Pasuk Vashe Yimshach, Yim Ali Yodoy, which tells you don't need 7 days Meshicha and 7 days Ribbon the Godin, but the Emet Vashe says Lachatzchil Yodoy. Because there's another posuk in the previous posuk in this. Already got it, Rabbi. We've done it till now. It's just machan richtig. The posuk before in Parshas Tzaveh says, "Uvida akoda shel Aaron yulevon of Achrov lemoshcha vehem lomad vehem es yodon." The posuk before this talks about wearing the begodim together with the din meshicha. So because of the previous part, in this pasuk talks about Ribu Begodim, but the previous pasuk talks about Lamoshcha and Lamali Yodom. Lamali Yodom means Ribu Begodim. Lamoshcha means Meshicha, generally refers to the Meshicha as Hashem. I mean, the pasuk puts the two together. The pasuk of the Chmarama is that Amutanit Lachatchila Shiva for the Ribu Begodim, Shiva for the Meshicha, Vechenu Adin Lachatchila. But the Evet in pasuk Achrayim Eshteit Hashem Yimshach Hashem Lamali Yodom. Either of them or both of them, Akapon of the Shiva, the Din Shiva is not Meikuf. So the Gemara writes it. Omelena Nocha Parshur is in the Gemara. So the Gemara, my Tama, the Manda Oma, Kola Kosov. As I say, the Sugi of Ribu Begodim, Meshicha Begodim, we'll get to see still, Beis Hashem. In further context, the Sugi of a Kohen Gadol comes back to us in various places. The Ashikla Scholar. The Amma says, I'd like to also bear in mind, Taka, we get to Sugi of David Beis. What's Bechal the Pshat that you need Ribu Begodim and Meshicha? It's very strange that you need two different Oifanim when making the Kohen Gadol and take Kohen Gadol. But what's the Ribu, what's the Meshicha, what did each one achieve? There's a lot of discussion about this. There's different dinim in the Kohen Gadol, different parts of the position of the Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha, the Minhag, the Sroor of the Kohen Gadol. There are various elements of the Kohen Gadol, which is very possible that these two different parts, Lechatchila at least, refer to. Oh, but we'll leave that, we'll bear it in mind as we get back to the Sugyas, to which refer to Ribui and Minui, you know, and Avoida and the Hemshach, to be mashed in the Sugyas. Lama zeh nocha poveret in the Gemara. Zod the Gemara. My time with the man, the Omar Kolokos Behem Akim. So we've had machlekes, an ongoing machlekes. Whether it's all the details which is written in Parshas Miluim, which is Ma'akiv, or only those things which are Ladonis Ma'akiv. There's nothing new in Miluim which is Ma'akiv. There's lots of new halachas, but none of them are Ma'akiv of the Miluim to be Roy for the Kohen Gadol, only those which were anyway Ma'akiv Ladonis. The other man, Rabbi Yechanan, and now a Gemara, and Rish Lakish also held as a Kolokos Behem Akim. So the Gemara, my time. Where's the makor for this din that the miluim is ma'akiv? What's happened? That all these dinim are ma'akiv. Where's that learned from? Omar of Yisrael of Bisna Omar Kro. The pasuk says, "Vasisa la'aron avon of kocho, kochoi la'shet zivisi esocho." This is the parasha then the Tetzaveh, which describes the whole seder of which has been instruction, all the instructions of seder miluim. Kocho means azoi, and azoi means that's the way it has to be, and there's no room to do anything any different. Kocha ikuvu as a shtei v'osisa. Kocha means this is the way it needs to be. Everything as described in Parshas Tzaveh is le'ikuvu. including those things which were not in the Kubel Adoyrus, Smicha, Trufa, etc. Yeah. Tinach, Peter Gemara into Santa Shaila. Tinach, Kolmisa, Dechsiva, Behayin Yon. That's all very well and good for all those protim, all the details which are mentioned in the Parsha Tzavot. But there are one or two halachas, very interesting, which are not mentioned in the Parsha Tzavot. They're mentioned in the Parsha Tzav, but not mentioned in the Parsha Tzavot. The kocha doesn't refer to them. Kocha only refers to what state in parashas and tzavah. Both in state kocha. Kocha means as described in this parasha. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara, how do we know that those details of the parashas miluim, which are not mentioned in parashas and tzavah, also ma'akiv? L'chayre the man d'omah kolah kosev ma'akiv ben refers to everything. Kolah kosev ben. And if we're limiting it only to part of the din of kocha, we'll be limiting it only to parashas tzavah. What is that excluding? What protim do we find in the din of Elohim outside of parashas tzavah? Here there's a very, very interesting discussion. That's all that's described in the tzavah of them shtei kocha. The loiksev, but those things which are not mentioned as parashas, but parashas miluim, but zeh hadova shetaseh, very interesting. The Torah describes in some detail the levishas of a godin. You put on this beged and that beged and the other beged. The parshas the tzavah state all the various begodin that are supposed to be put on. But there's one prat in the putting together the begodin which is mentioned in tzav, but it's not mentioned in tzavah. And what's that? That's the parsha of the state. Vayitel olav es achoshen vayitel achoshes urim v'atumim. In Parashas Tzav state, in Tetzaveh state that he put the Choshev. He doesn't say Vilbashtem et Hakutoynes says the Melvay says the Choshev. The Gantz Zach state that in Parashas Tzav in the instruction of what you should do. In Parashas Tzav state that the Kachatzar mitzvah begodim the Gantz Maisa. State Vayosem Olav Ezachoshem Vayitem Ezachoshem Zorim Etumim. And that, those few words are mentioned in Tzavah, not in Parashat Tzavah. Very interesting. So Rashi Ayibazoi Noch the man the Omer that the Kol HaKosav Ma'akev is only in Kocho Vayitem Urim Etumim into the Choshen is Nish Ma'akev. Putting Urim Etumim in the Choshen is not going to be Ma'akev. Hagamos is one of the Protim. So L'chayr this is looking lacking a Mekor that this the Urim Etumim in the Choshen should be Ma'akev. So, Rashi Abu Pasha Savah is Avin Shemar Sia Samiluim Siva Eaten Alachoshem, Eaten Alachoshem Ruvim Atumim. Vim Toima Achba Vata to Savah Nem of Nasata Alachoshem Mishma Ruvim Atumim. Nay, that's not in the Pasha's Miluim. It's true that in the Pasha of Choshem, the beginning of Pasha's Tzavah, when it talks about the big day Kahuna, it talks about Ruvim Atumim. But in the second part of Pasha's Tzavah, from when the Torah starts to talk about the din of the Seda Miluim, in the Seder, see at the beginning of the Tzav of making the Choshen, you talk about Urim V'tumim. But afterwards, when the Parsha begins, state that Choshen doesn't say anything about Urim V'tumim. But made as a Rashi, in this Kocha, felt the Maisa of Nesinas Urim V'tumim into the Choshen. That's something which would not to be Ma'akiv. So Rashi, in the parasha of this parasha. So Rashi is making a suggestion that the Urim V'Tumim Be'etzem were maybe not Ma'akev for the Avodah of the Avodah of the Miluim, until the Gemara goes on to find another Makor for that. The Rambam says, that just to mention again, there's an interesting Biskarov who's troubled a little bit about this Rashi, and the Emma says there's an interesting discussion about whether the Choshen was considered a Choshen without Urim V'Tumim B'chal. Our Rashi seems to be understanding that there was a Choshen which could or could have not had Urim V'Tumim. That's a Shaila, maybe without the Urim V'Tumim Nishma'akev, so Yo Chaylik or the Nishki Chaylik. And it's very, very interesting. The Rambam says, you know, in the second Beis Hamikdash states Asot Gefil the Urim V'Tumim. So the Rambam says there's a very interesting discussion. The Rambam says that Avada they made. So they say V'Nignazimo Matzei Arav Tzintzenes Cholei Luchos Bei Sheni V'Av Urim V'Tumim Shahoy Bei Sheni Loihoy Meshivim Beruach Hakodesh V'Loihoy Nishalim Bei. So given Urim V'Tumim, but they couldn't use it. It was something which didn't function. But the statement before the Gemara, the Gemara that we're going to see later on, Beis Hashem in Yuma. Aber bei Sheni has gefailed the function of the Urim V'Tumim. So the Ravid. Aber warum alle Urim V'Tumim Ruach HaKodesh Nei Dvorim Hei Min HaChamish Shechosru B'Bai Sheni. The Rambam, the Gemara says Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim. According to the Rambam, it was just the Ruach HaKodesh was missing, but not the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was there. The Rambam, Ravid says no. Ulo Dvorim Hei Nel Echot. So, because the Rambam says that without Urim V'Tumim, it was considered chisur begodim before in the Rambam that without Urim V'Tumim is heisish kol choishen. So the Rambam is in heisish l'shon. No shayches uladvar avina the chisur begodim shama in the klum sheinu v'cheshbon abegodim. So the Rambam, the Urim V'Tumim is not part of the cheshbon abegodim. It's not choishen. You put in the Urim V'Tumim when you use it, when it's relevant, when it's not relevant, you didn't have. Is the machlekas Rambam and Rambam whether the Urim V'Tumim are part of the choishen intrinsically, whether the choishen is considered a choishen without Urim V'Tumim. The Rambam zokt as nish, the Rambam zokt as yo. So the Beskarovim Vazoi, the suggestion in our Gemara that you can have a choshen without Urim V'Tumim, that means to say, it's nishma akiv, you can have a choshen without Urim V'Tumim, that's how Rambam doesn't work such a thing, because that's how Rambam without Urim V'Tumim is b'chusu begodim, so nishka choshen nish b'chalal. Vazoi, Rashi, Takel Achir, is holding like the Ravid over here, that Urim V'Tumim is something separate. Bemis is a whole shayla of Urim V'Tumim, which is something addition, an addition into the choshen, like Rashi learns, it was something that they put in, an insert into the choshen, the Rambam's mashu is part of the choshen. That's all we should say. The Rambam holds as a choshen or Urim V'Tumim, nishka choshen nish b'chlal. So Avada comes to the Rambam, the suggestion that you could do a choshen without Urim V'Tumim is a very difficult one, and because of that, there is another suggestion in Rishonim about what this Gemara means. Ksiva b'hayyona, not ksiva b'hayyona, has nothing to do with Urim V'Tumim, which I have to leave for next time. But just to bear in mind, the Rashi is learning the suggestion Urim V'Tumim is holding that Urim V'Tumim l'chayr is an extra part which was put into the choshen, but wasn't likuvah to be part of the choshen. Therefore, there could be a suggestion in the Gemara that wasn't there in this man of the